Noontime News here on Chasm Radio. Yes, you're Countdown the Princess K here on this Monday. And it's brought to you each Monday by AMPI, week number 4 on our Countdown the Princess K. And this week we go to McLeod County and Kylie Lichtfeld joining us here on Chasm Radio. Kylie, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Kylie, it's an exciting time. Let's rewind the clock when you were announced as a finalist for Princess K of the Milky Way. I bet that had to be just a unique experience and a real big highlight for yourself.
Oh, it was quite unreal. That weekend that we had our leadership conference when the top 10 were selected was so much fun, and I got to meet so many other amazing girls. When they actually announced us top 10 finalists, I was at work. But my boss was like, no, you have to go watch them announce it. And so we actually all ended up watching together, and there was a lot of smiles and tears, and it was just incredible and so unbelievable.
Well, was this always a goal for you, Kylie, or when did you kind of get accustomed and interested in the whole Princess K and Dairy Princess program?
This has definitely been a goal of mine ever since I was a young girl. Being little, I would always remember going to the state fair. These girls have been my role models for years. I would always watch them be carved out of the 90 pounds of butter in the dairy building at the Minnesota State Fair. And as I've gotten older, my passion for the dairy industry has grown stronger and stronger. So this has definitely been a goal for me for many years.
Kylie, talk about your family, your hometown, and what's your connection to the dairy industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the daughter of Trudy Graves and Ryan Lichtfeld. I live just south of Hutchinson, Minnesota, on a small hobby farm. Here I raise some of my own registered Holstein dairy heifers. I grew up working on my uncle's dairy farm just down the road. That's really where I found my passion for the dairy industry. I began leasing 4-8 heifers from him that I would show at the county fair. And, you know, it all just took off from there. And now, like I said, I've gotten older, this passion for the dairy industry that I have has gotten stronger and stronger. And now I'm ready to take it to the next level. And I love advocating for this industry.
So as that passion gets stronger, is it going to, you know, fit into your future career? Or how are you going to maintain that maybe outside a princess for the county or a Princess K?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. So currently I'm junior at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, where I'm studying ag business and minoring in dairy science. There on campus, I'm very involved in the dairy club, of course, and I'm also very involved in the bee club. But post-graduation, I'm really looking forward to just diving into the agricultural industry and just being there where I can, supporting our farmers and bridging the gap between our farmers and our consumers.
What is it about the industry that really fuels yourself and your passion as well? Is it the farmers? Is it the cattle? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the story that a person can tell? I'm sure it's bits and pieces of all of that.
You know, it's a little bit of each. I love sharing my dairy story. And the dairy community has just always felt like home to me. I've always been so involved in every aspect, whether it's showing, milking, raising heifers. There's really no aspect of this industry that I don't love. And I do just love talking with our consumers and making sure that they're educated about, you know, what we dairy farmers do and why we're doing it.
Can you tell folks what those conversations are like or what are maybe some of the popular topics you run into? I think some of the farmers who maybe don't have that interaction can learn maybe what the topics are that people are interested in right now.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you bring that up. I think an important part of why I'm a dairy ambassador today is that I understand how busy our farmers are, and they're, you know, too busy on the farm, taking care of their cattle, producing milk, producing dairy products, and all of the above. So I just love that I have the flexibility to be out in the public and in my community, and I can share that story for them. One of my favorite places to advocate for dairy is actually at the Minnesota State Fair. There in the heart of the cities, you do come across quite a few people who have never, you know, maybe come in close contact with a farmer or a farm animal, and they might not, you know, totally understand what is going on in those agricultural industries. I know a lot of questions that I get in the dairy barn at the Minnesota State Fair might be something like, you know, why is this cow so skinny? Well, this is a dairy cow. Her energy is not going into producing all that extra fat and muscle like a beef cow might, but she's going into producing milk, so that's where her energy is going. It's questions like that that I just love answering and, you know, just educating those people and to see that little light shine in their eyes when they understand an answer, it's really meaningful to me.
You know, Kylie, I'm at fault because I always make assumptions when you grow up in a farm environment or a community, you just realize or you think to yourself, everybody already knows this stuff. And I think I'm at fault at times because, like you said, more and more people are really unaware.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. And, you know, it's taken me a long time to come to that realization, too. It's you know, second nature for me. I know farming like I do the back of my hand, but many people don't.
Kylie Lichfeld joining us, representing McLeod County, one of the 10 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. Our weekly segments brought to you by AMPI. And, you know, we're still a few weeks away. Kylie, do you let yourself wonder if that crown will be placed on your head, or do you kind of take it week by week and you'll kind of worry about it as it gets a little closer?
I'll be honest, it's a thought that comes into my mind on the daily. But, you know, no matter what the outcome, I think any of us top 10 finalists would do an amazing job as Princess K. And it's just been so amazing to get to know them and just to, you know, be a part of a group with so many strong advocates.
Is there a certain aspect you really look forward to? Is it those conversations with adults or kids or, you know, what part of that promotion part do you really enjoy or maybe look forward to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, there's no dynamic that I don't like to speak to, such as like adults or young kids. But I do enjoy speaking to those young kids at events when, you know, you see that light bulb go off in their head and you just know that they're absorbing that information like a sponge. And they're going to bring what they learn about the dairy industry and about the dairy community back to their family and share that information there. So we know that, you know, we can cover all the bases.
You know, Kylie, any plans for the Butterhead yet?
Yeah, that's a question I get asked very frequently. And like my mom, who is also a finalist in years past, I plan to do a lot of baking come around the holiday season here. And I just want to make sure that this butter can go back to my community because, you know, I've been so fortunate to be a part of such a strong dairy community growing up, and I just would love to give back to it.
No, you really caught my attention. What are your favorite things to bake now, Kylie?
All the cookies. It's a tradition every year before Christmas. Me and my mom and my cousins and my grandma, we all get together. And, you know, most years we have our traditional cookies that we have to make every year because that's what we do. But it's also fun to bring some of those new recipes to the table and just enjoy it with family.
Well, what's the trick to making a good cookie, Kylie?
Butter.
There you go. That's what I knew the answer was. Well, Kylie, congratulations to you. We appreciate the time you took today to inform our listeners on who you are and a bit about your background as well. Best of luck as we lead up to the Minnesota State Fair. And thanks again for your time today, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kylie Lichfeld of McLeod County, that Hutchinson area, joining us on our week 4 of Countdown the Princess K. Yeah, butter. That is the key ingredient. And this week's Princess K, yeah, Countdown the PK 2022, brought to you by AMPI.
The dairy farm families of AMPI are excited to ring the dinner bell and share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Ask for Dinner Bell Creamery products at your favorite store to support local farm families and cheese and butter makers. Learn more about the co-op and farm life by following Dinner Bell Creamery on Facebook and Instagram, or visit us online at dinnerbellcreamery.com. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, Dinner Bell products are the natural way to call family and friends to gather around the table.